Hello everyone, my name is Prashant Iyer. I'm happy to have you back on the series of Champion Mindset. Today we're going to explore something very important. We're trying to discover the journey of being a champion. How champions have built their entire life from being an ordinary person to leading a very extraordinary life. So what are those 10 basic fundamentals which you would find every single champion doing it day in and day out? Step number one. Being on time. Time is the most valuable commodity. So you would see that most champions, they lead a very disciplined life. They understand that wasting time is absolute criminal. You would understand that how much time it takes to form this habit. And if proper attention is not being put, being on time is never easy. So it is a habit which is formed due to lack of self-discipline. And if you want to be a champion, being on time becomes the first and foremost fundamental foundation for you to really start reaping in rewards. Two, work ethic. I think this is a prerequisite to become successful. You reap what you sow in life. You could look at Sachin Tendulkar, Mahendra Singh Dhoni, Sunny Nehwal, the leading champions. They have got one of the most strongest and insane work ethic. No matter how talented you are, if you don't have this, you will never realize your full potential. If you look at the example of talent, Vinod Kambli and Sachin Tendulkar were one of the finest talented young players. But it is only the work ethic which ensured that Sachin Tendulkar remained on track and became the world's largest run getter. And we have all known the entire episodes of Vinod Kambli, of how his successful career just got tampered down. Third, effort. Putting maximum effort into everything you do, work in conjunction with your work ethic. If you're doing this and on the highest leverage task, then you will get an insane amount more done than anybody else. If you look at Michael Phelps, his entire work ethic was, he used to put the same work schedule thrice which a normal swimmer would have done. People said that this is absolutely insane, saying that you're going to destroy your own body, you're not going to survive the entire grind. But history says that with the passion and the work ethic and with maximum effort, Michael Phelps could achieve his goal of winning the gold medal for his country. Fourth, body language. A lot of time, communication is non-verbal. The way you carry yourself is more important than what you say. Strong body language can literally change your physiology and state which people feel. 2 minutes of a simple power pose can increase your entire brain by 20%. Your confidence level is going to increase a lot. Make good eye contact, stand up straight, don't fidget when you're talking to someone. These are the signals of a confident person that is comfortable with themselves. Study the great and see how they communicate non-verbally. In the body language, if you ask me, somebody very great who I really adore is Barack Obama and Steve Jobs. Both excellent communicators, even through non-verbal communication. They understand how to captivate their audience. Fifth, energy. I feel energy management is even more important than time management. You will be more successful if you can sustain high energy levels for a long period of time. To manage your energy is the best possible way. Think about the thoughts you're having. How are you moving your body? What nutrition is like? Because there are going to be times when your energy is going to go down, when you hit the roadblock, when there is an injury, when the time testing situations are really going to daunt you. So your energy needs to be up to face these uphill battles. Sixth, attitude. Attitude is a single weapon which even overcomes talent. If you've got a good right attitude, talent you can still keep building. So choose a positive attitude as often as you can. No one wants to be around with someone who is negative, and negativity does not lead to success. No external event can affect you unless you allow it. Always find the silver lining in every problem. One of the episodes which happened was that Sachin Tendulkar had an injury of the tennis elbow. His entire dream of lifting a World Cup for our country was at stake. And only his attitude and his perseverance for that particular goal of lifting the World Cup would push him against all boundaries defying all the convention norms, and to make that happen, he gave his 100% best. 7. Passion. Align yourself with what you love. Passion is one of the things that make life worth living. When you are passionate about something, it constantly excites you. To truly be great at something, you're going to have to love it. It's a tough process to master and is near impossible if passion is not there. Whatever you do in life, ensure that you're passionately doing that. 8. Being coachable. Being coachable is one of the key successes for a champion. Even after such a rich experience, Sachin Tendulkar was always being coached by his coaches to improve his technique, to improve his weakness, to ensure that his minor corrections are always done. Because with age, your body tends to work very differently. He was among those people who never missed his practice sessions. He ensured that the physical training which his coaches were giving him, he followed it to the T. So if you are someone who's always arguing with the guy that where he is, you want to be, then you need to stop. You're wasting your energy. There is a reason they have produced results, and if you want to produce the same result, you need to listen. First emulate and then build your own style. Learn from others who came before you. 9. Looks very simple, but yet it's so profound. Doing extra. If you over-deliver, people will always remember you. You reap what you sow. And that's what remarkable people do. You have always more left in the tank than you can ever think. Go the extra mile. Ensure that whatever you're doing, you're taking an extra effort to meet that deadline. If you're taking a passion for a particular subject, ensure that you're putting in an hour extra to master that subject. 10th, being prepared. No champion ever goes out without preparation. Preparation breeds confidence, which is very essential. Whether it is playing a sport, making a presentation, or going on a trip, you need to be well prepared for the task at hand. A lot of time we see success. We don't see that what is the preparation which has gone behind. The relentless planning, the practice, and the review. As Benjamin Franklin said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. This makes you proactive versus reactive. It is always a stronger position to be. We can do anything in a lifetime, absolutely anything we want to. I'm a strong believer in that. I will not let anyone tell me otherwise. It's up to us to cultivate these traits needed to achieve what we want. It is not about those degrees or financial status. It is all about our habits. It's all about our self-discipline which we need to be imbibing. Make no excuses, as all these are in your control. So now go on and grab the life with both hands and actually make it happen. This is Prashant Iyer signing off. Thank you for watching this. Stay tuned for the next episode. Thank you.